And now it's time for Moments in Faith with Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma.
Good morning. The story is told of a Christian young man who went to spend several months in a Canadian lumber camp. Now, the camp was notorious for its rough and lawless characters. When the young man returned to his hometown a few months later, one of his friends asked him how he had fared in that kind of company. "Oh, fine," he said. "They never caught on that I was different." Several months in the company of godless men, and they had never caught on to the fact that he was a Christian. What a perfect record of shameful denial. He had been afraid to admit in the company of godless men that he was a Christian because he wasn't ready to bear the consequences. And before we judge him too harshly, let's ask ourselves, what's been our own record in the company of Christ's enemies? Has it really been that much better? What hiding of our colors, what dodging of the issue, what shaving of the truth, what trimming of the sails, what flagrant base denial of the Savior has our record often shown? In John 1 verse 20, in speaking of John the Baptist, we read, "He confessed and denied not." But all too often we have denied and confess not. The Christian high school boy or girl who for the first time finds themselves associating with a fast set. The Christian college co-ed who finds herself in the company of foul language. Or the Christian businessman who suddenly finds himself in the company of others who are involved in devious acts. How often do they find the strength and courage to stand up for Christ and to demonstrate their loyalty to Him? Isn't it true that so often they, as well as we ourselves, have managed to hide our colors, uncomfortably perhaps, but successfully nevertheless, and later breathe a sigh of relief that the godless compassions never caught on to the fact that we belong to Christ? Each of us has reason to ask God to forgive us of our sins of denial. And then, like Simon Peter, after he had been forgiven and restored by the Lord whom he had denied, we have reason to pray for courage to confess our Savior before friend and foe alike. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me for the many times I have denied you. Empower me by your Spirit so that I always confess you and deny you not. In your name I pray. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Marty Nutter of Faith Lutheran Church in Tullahoma. Pastor Nutter and all the families of faith invite you to worship with them Sundays. Worship services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. with Sunday school and adult Bible study at 9:15. Faith Lutheran Church is located at the corner of Wilson Avenue and Bragg Circle in Tullahoma.